The next speaker is Barry Epstein. Barry is the manager of Space Station External Affairs for the International Space Station Project. You've doubtless all heard about the space station, and there it is on the screen. This is going to replace, and well, more than replace, it's going to be a complete new new station, and the Russian Mir station is going to be taken out of orbit in about the middle of next year, and it's going to be sent into a controlled re-entry burn over the Pacific. I hope it's over the Eastern Pacific rather than over the Western Pacific. The last time the great space powers tried to bring a space station down, they scattered Skylab over most of Western Australia. So they've probably learned a bit since then. So without further ado, Mr. Barry Epstein.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate being invited to speak here today. I am from NASA headquarters in Washington, and I feel I share something special with Australia in that I had a pen pal growing up with us with an Australian, so a long-lost pen pal, so maybe the person's here and remembers my name. see you later. And I do remember when Skylab was about to fall, and we had a Skylab falling party in Washington, and we're sort of suffering together with Australia, knowing that eventually we'd probably land there, so I have that sort of bond. There was an editorial I remember back then where the Washington paper said, well, maybe it should land at 600 Maryland Avenue Southwest, which was actually NASA headquarters, so but that's where I got to work later, and I got to work on Space Station, which is really, for me, a childhood dream to be able to work on this kind of a project. I work in the area of outreach for Space Station at NASA headquarters. And what I do is try to improve the way we communicate to the public, and the public is widely defined as not just a general public, but also researchers, industry, people in all walks of life, about the space station and its benefits and its plans. And it's a wonderful job for me, and what it does is it sort of grows from inside how I grew to be excited about the space program. I remember the images of 2001, A Space Odyssey, and I remember the images in popular culture in general, as well as the real space exploration that was beginning when I was growing up, and how much of an impression that made on me and made me think that I wanted to join that movement, so to speak, or that field. And I think personally that as much as I enjoy and is important for NASA to go out and speak to the public and present the images of the future of what we're going to do for real, and that what the astronauts do is extraordinarily exciting, I think that just as powerful is what the popular culture does in influencing minds of children and all, and what we'll do for the future in human space exploration, which is really what Space Station is about. And so that's what I'll be speaking about here in Australia at the International Space Conference going on this week, is what outreach we do, and then the important value of investing or working with those people in the arts, in movies, and even those who make toys and games, those who make the popular culture to excite and create new visions of the future that we can't even think about right now. And that's a very, very powerful way of doing that. The popular culture forms a collective conscience. And I urge the members of the National Space Society here in Australia to think about those ways of, as you try to move your country into getting more involved in the space program and space exploration, to think about ways of moving people to say, yeah, I understand what space is about. I know what it feels like because I've seen images of it. I can imagine being there. Let's invest in that. Let's do this. Let's go to the next frontier and open it up and work on it together.